Podcast Ranger.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger. Holy shit, do we have a show for you tonight.
Whoa, my God.
Dudes, it's feeling fucking 90s in here, bro.
Get
it's fucking radical. We got Crystal Pepsi.
On this episode,
there's
Brad,
a Ghostbusters bro, movie out.
What year is it?
Reaganomics.
Fuck, I've seen neon green and pink, man. Cheers.
Cheers.
And we're glad to have you back with us, Sal, for tonight's episode.
For a while.
Join us for a spell, won't you?
It's fucking late again.
Unfortunately, won't be able to stay all night, but is life, no?
Well, you're here for the important part, and that's extra cash.
Oh, yes. This week is very much so.
Tonight, we have a bunch of new information about Kamen Rider X-Aid.
Yeah, we at first thought we only had a fucking vinyl figure, but...
Then
I woke up this morning and was just like flooded with all this news, and I was like, alright, let's see what we got
all
here.
All 13 pages.
Yeah.
13-page toy catalog scan went up over the course of the day.
And I have to say, it did not fucking disappoint. It disappointed Gar, but it didn't disappoint all
but
of
it's, us. But it's okay, because it doesn't matter.
Tell me when you're about to unveil it, because I'm
unveil?
The only one... Unveil, sorry. Hashtag confirm Nate. Yeah. Because I believe I'm the only one who hasn't seen it at all.
I believe so. Raven,
so
have you seen
you're
it?
Gonna get Raven. Mm-hmm. You've seen it, right?
Yeah.
All right. So you're gonna get my honest to God first reaction on camera here.
On camera.
On recording. Sorry.
Okay.
Crystal Pepsi just gets really better the more you drink it.
Oh yeah, that's great.
All right. So as we have discussed, Kamen Rider X-Aid is going to have a very heavy video gaming motif to
mm-hmm,
its riders.
Mm-hmm.
So
this caters to me and Ichi so much.
So I hope you're all watching the video version, because here we go.
Right, here.
Meet our boy.
What the fuck?
Kamen Rider X-Aid.
It's Kamen Rider X-Aid Radical.
Wait. That's him.
That's
our rider.
That's our rider.
This is one of our riders. We've got 5 revealed so far.
Yes. Pretty much what I came to expect came true. This is literally going to be Gaim with video games.
Okay.
Video Gaim!
Okay, you can't see it, but I'm basically JonTron in the Disney bootleg episode. What is this?
Hold on to that, though, because we need to show you the other riders. Okay, so first off,
May I? Holy pink, Batman.
It's right. Magenta!
Okay.
Like Decade?
Apparently, according to, people who brought this, there is a bit of color distortion, so he is pink. It is pink.
No, it's magenta.
He's Barney the Dinosaur.
No.
Okay, hold on. Let's go at this one piece at a time.
Gamer
there's
Driver.
There's a lot to cover. So this is the Gamer Driver, this first page of the scan that we're looking at. All of the riders use this belt, so it's just like the Sengoku Driver.
If the Sengoku Driver and the Force Driver had a baby.
I was about to say, because it's got a LED display of the rider's body in the middle of it, like the Force Driver.
Oh my God, I'm still getting reeling over this thing.
Oh, so the funny thing is, we saw this little chibi form, which is level... They're called levels, by the way. There are levels.
Sure
1, 2, and 3. When we first saw level 1, we thought that was a shop. No, that is not the case. Because there's a heavy video gaming motif... Their level 1 forms are based off 8-bit characters.
Please zoom in on the level 1 quickly.
Oh my God, I just realized this is a video game thing, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be a whole thing. What? He's evolving.
Maybe.
No, but I like to think that this, and probably Raven will agree with me on this, it's going to be like some Kuga growing type of shit.
Probably.
Where just like he has to keep fighting and fighting until he levels up. But that level 1 is fucking adorable! Look at the eyes! He's got like... zoom over to the right.
What he looks like?
Zoom over to the right.
SD Gundam.
No! Well, that too.
Yes, that's
no,
why I like it.
I was gonna say, he looks like if they made a fucking Kamen Rider Mr. Potato Head.
He's got Enemu eyes! It's fucking great!
And he's got the same hair on his helmet as Akiba Red.
But yeah, it seems that if you look at the above images beside each of them, like, the Gamer Driver kind of flips...
It's like flipped over, and then you have to pull
the lever. But I love the fucking, I love the sticker that has, like, the gamer driver, like, name on it, because it looks like just, like, something from the 90s.
It looks like it's from a fucking YTV game show.
Sorry, is that, like, the icon of this? Like, are they cartridges?
Yes,
they're game cartridges. Oh. If you look at this one here, the main form is Mighty Action X, so each of them has, like, a name.
Oh.
But also, like, it's just called the Action Gamer... The name of these items, like the icon,
the gash,
they're called gashats.
So, also,
pronounced gashats.
Ichi, if you flip it upside down, what does it look like to you?
Yeah, see, Anthony, do it in the video. If you flip this, like, vertically 180 degrees, 9!
So number 9!
The number myth lives on!
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
But no, it's so cool. And yeah, so it's like a game cartridge, and then in the gamer driver you can put in a second cartridge to make it do.
That's how you get the level 3s, and we'll get into those in a second.
I'm literally fucking calling it now and hoping to God that the fucking voice on the gamer driver is just some over-the-top 90s like commercial announcer.
One of the articles I saw, which we're going to get into, has like a translation of what the belt says, and based on the phrasing, it probably does.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll get in it in a sec.
Okay, there.
The one thing that on this scan that Lane and I were talking about is, you know how when they showed the icons in the magazine scans, they had the little pictures of the characters they were based on? So Lane apparently looked at this scan, saw what looked like an 8-bit video game, and thought, oh my god, does the gamer driver connect to TV?
The cartridges themselves, like, play different video games.
Yeah, I have to say, though, and I hope they do this, I'm hoping that this is a more comedic series.
No,
actually, it has to be.
Actually, can I bring up the story quickly?
I actually had the article about that up. Let me pull that up.
Well, we'll get to okay, let's just do it now.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead and read that off.
2016, unknown monsters called Bugsters start to invade our world by infecting humans through computer game viruses. Emu, computer genius and great video game player, creates the game driver. The gamer driver and the Gashat to become Kamen Rider Xade and counter the threat. But does Emu really not aware of the Bugster's creation? And why are they calling him Father? Let the game.
So, if I'm reading this correctly, our protagonist, the main hero, creates his own fucking system. That's fucking awesome.
And the villains.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the villains, apparently.
Oh, shit. Well, gotta fix this.
Oh, my God.
Man,
there's
a lot of these. Let me get my friends. There.
No.
Now we're the Cosby kids.
Gar, 1 second. That means if they go into, like, some kind of other world or something, this is literally Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
I was just thinking that. I have heard some people talk about that he'll be fighting in other dimensions like Ryuki, so very possible.
Maybe we'll get a XA Gridman crossover? Ooh, maybe.
Gridman was made by Super Rai.
Two companies can fucking
this post,
melt together.
This
Why not,
hold on.
Gar?
This post that we're looking at with the story, it's got, like, the series, like, announcement poster on it. And I love the fact that it's showing a couple of the riders, and above it says, Select Kamen Rider! Like, it's a video game!
Jesus. So, go back to the picture of the gamer driver quickly. So, I love how, like, kind of like a mess it is. I love the colors. I love, like, this motif. And it looks like they're gonna light up and make sound. So,
oh, yeah.
Fucking good on them to... Which means they're all these items are gonna be, like, a one production line. So, if you want one... Get it as soon as it's released.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the design of these riders first off. If you look here at the close-up of Xade, we can see some interesting things on his chest. First off, all of the riders have this four-button motif on one side of their chest armor, and if you look at the color scheme of the buttons, it perfectly matches up to Xbox controllers.
Yep.
Which is really interesting.
Yay!
And a theory that a couple of us had is, so this is like the Xbox system that uses cartridges. What if they pull a Genesis driver later in the show and there's, like, a PlayStation-themed system that uses discs?
I feel like one of the other riders is just going to be like, you know what? I could probably take this system this guy has already made and create something better of my own. And then he just, like, makes his own makeshift driver that uses, like, discs or something. Which means we'll finally get the fucking disc rumor.
All right, so we're moving on to the next scan.
Yes!
This is the, basically the equivalent of, like, the Maxim slot or the, like, drive shift car holder for drive.
Yeah, no, so we can finally get another fucking holder for the gimmick in the belt, which fucking I'm sad Ghost didn't make an icon holder.
It would have been too bulky.
That's true.
Yep, but as you can see, there's a name for it.
It looks cool, though.
I think the name of it is, like, the Slot Porter or something like that. It's in one of the translation articles.
This is already in my top, like, fucking five favorite rider belts of all time. I haven't even heard any sounds for it. All
right, so now we're looking at the scan of X-Aid's main weapon. I believe it's called the Gashapon Breaker.
It's got all fucking A-B buttons!
All of their weapons have A buttons for switching modes and B buttons for doing the Hisats. And his switches between a sword and a hammer. And the funny thing about the hammer is because the blade is folded down, you can see the hair on it. I love it.
Oh, okay, so if you press down the A button, it releases this blade and the sword.
Or at least in the show, because if you look at the close-up here, there's a button here to actually move the sword blade.
I swear to fucking God, if to charge an attack, you have to button mash.
I think I know you have to put the cartridge in the slot on the back because you can see it in the scan. But yeah, if you had the button mash for Hisats, that'd be hilarious.
Oh, no, that would be amazing.
No, you know what it'll be? Final battle will be like
yeah! No.
The villain has one of those too, but...
We already know that the villain has one of these.
Then perfect. The villain is going to like lose his temper, start button mashing. the hero's going to be like, square, triangle, X, right. Stick.
Just call.
Double up, double down, left, right, BA, start!
I'm sorry, can I just say how I feel about this?
Okay, what do you think of X-Aidgar?
Hang on.
Come on, play.
I don't like him.
I love James.
Gar's leaving. Bye, Gar. So, Gar being as the non-gamer that he is, he's not really looking forward to it this much. I understand.
I'm willing to give it... I admit, it's silly as sin.
Well, before you start making judgments, let's show you some of the other
writers. Let me say. The fact that doing something completely different... We heard a similar story with Gaim. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
When we first all saw Gaim, we were like, fruit padlocks? Fucking fruit armor? What the fuck is this shit? And then just, serious plot. Cool.
I feel like this series, they are pandering the fuck out of closer to our demographic.
They're pandering more than American movies pander to China.
Now, Sal, if you're saying that this is silly so far... You ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, really?
Wait till we get to what one of the riders are. First let's each explain what the rider he's looking forward to the most.
Oh,
is.
My God.
Blue one?
Yeah.
It's the blue one,
I woke up to the most amazing fucking thing this morning, you guys. Toei, as Shadowcaster said in our chat room this morning, I owe everyone at Toei a sloppy blowjob for delivering unto me the perfect rider.
Let me just say... The room in Ichi's room, his walls are green. They're blue now.
The first of the secondary riders in Kamen Rider X-Aid is Kamen Rider Brave. And his main form... Oh, by the way, what we didn't specify is X-Aid's primary form is based off action gaming.
Yeah.
So the name of the form is Action Gamer. Brave's motif is RPGs.
And then what is his level 3 form?
Well, let me get into that. Okay. I'm going to talk about each of their base forms first.
All right, I'm going to talk about the next one afterwards.
So, Kamen Rider Brave's primary form is Quest Gamer. We thought it was RPG Gamer based on the earlier scan, but it's actually Quest, which is fine. He's blue. He has a knight visor and theme for his suit.
Yep.
And he uses a sword, the Gashapon Sword, which has Fire Slash and Ice Slash. I was hoping for a spear, but this is just as good.
I wonder what this could be an allusion to.
I know, right? But, oh my god, this guy is the perfect rider for me.
Oh, yes.
And wait till we talk about his power form. But moving on to the next rider first.
Well, hang on. I have, like, this other picture here that has, like, translations for a bunch of stuff, so...
I'm going to get into that list. I've got the full list.
Okay.
We're showing each of them first.
The next rider caters more to my playstyle. So this is Kamen Rider Snipe, and he is the writer based off shooters.
So is there going to be a joke in this series where they say, you're not a real gamer?
I hope there is.
I hope there are words like noob, scrub,
yeah,
boned, I hope there is teabagging involved.
Oh my god. No,
Snipe will do it.
Snipe will just teabag his days.
He'll just teabag monster corpses.
Alright,
so his form is called Shooting Gamer, obviously.
Yeah, Shooting Gamer. The only thing I don't like about him is just this little kind of, like, flap that's over one, his right eye.
It makes him look like an emo kid.
Do you know what, honestly, and this is weird as shit, I swear, I swear this is not intentional, like, just me bringing up Overwatch all the time, but he kind of looks like Anna.
A little bit.
Like,
oh, yeah.
The sniper, the scarf, the thing over the eye.
There you go.
That's not just a scarf, by the way. That's like a full cape.
There you go.
Well, it's like Phasma's cape.
It's a cloak. It's a cloak.
It's a
green
camo cloak.
Yeah, so his weapon is called Gashikan Magnum. And so what's cool is it turns into a rifle.
Yeah, it switches between its little pistol form and a full-on rifle
so,
with a scope.
So, obviously, I will be getting this.
Even I want to get that.
So far, Snipe and X8 are probably the two riders I'm going to look forward to the most in this show because I like shooters a lot. I play a lot of action-style games as well, so I'm going to like these two a lot. And Garth is showing a picture of Ghost saying it's not a Kamen Rider. I don't accept him.
Yeah.
Garth doesn't like this at all.
Next, please.
Next rider. Apparently, his quote-unquote level 2 form, which is all their base forms, This next one is actually X8's bike. So
yeah, it's a bike.
We have a repeat of Autovagin here.
No, but
this is Kamen Rider Racer.
Get it?
It's a bike that turns into a Kamen Rider.
That's kind of neat, actually.
It's like Autovagin crossed with BJ Stag.
Exactly.
I'm so down.
I'm sorry, did you just say Autovagin and BJ in the same sentence?
Beat J Stag. But sure, if it helps you sleep, at night, then
yes. It helps you sleep at night. I'm always sleepy after
blowjobs. Now do you understand why we miss you being on the show?
Yeah.
I want to make it clear to us and the listeners out there, I miss being on the show too. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
So right. I try to be on it as much as I can.
So Kamen Rider Racer,
unfortunately got in the way.
His humanoid form is his level 3. And his weapon is called the Gashapon Sparrow, which is a bow and sickles.
Oh, so it's a bow.
Yeah, it's a bow in one form, and it turns into splits up into sickles.
And the hilts are fucking the handlebars.
Of
yeah,
course.
They're
my
his handlebars.
God. And yeah, he's got some kind of like dragon motif, which is really cool.
No. The dragon motif is actually the final form that everybody uses.
Oh, okay.
We'll get into that.
All right, moving on.
All right, so those are the four main riders.
Next.
There is a fifth. We're going to get into that.
There is another.
There he is.
Kamen Rider Genmu.
So this is our proto-drive of this series.
He's literally a evil recolor of X-Aid, and he's one of supposedly 8 different boss characters in the show.
Oh.
Shadow.
Sorry?
Shadow.
Okay, sure.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently his weapon is called the Gashapon Bug Visor.
So
as you can see, he has A and B buttons as well, so...
And apparently his thing is fighting games.
No.
Oh, no. That's right, I remember now, sorry.
It's literally a prototype cartridge of the action gaming that X8 is, so it's literally proto-driving.
You know how I know he's gonna be evil and opposite? He uses B to jump.
It's cause he's black.
Oh.
Ichis. It's Dark Link.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's black.
I'm glad J-Dub does...
No, I'm just joking.
I'm glad your mother isn't here.
Yeah, but, Genmu is looking real interesting. I like his color scheme a shit ton better than X8, so I might pick up some of his stuff.
Oh, I love X8's design too much. I love the spiky hair, and he's got, like, his fucking X8's shoes, his boots, are fucking running shoes. Like, he's even got, like,
it's an action gaming, so there's gonna be running.
No, I know, but it's really funny. Like, he caters to, like, a 90s person. So, person from the 90s, so it's fantastic.
There's a god, please.
Gar, come on! There's gotta be something from this you like.
Alright, so...
Oh, can I talk about this, please?
No, I will.
So, this is the figure series.
The gimmick figure series.
So it's called the LVUR.
The Level Up Riders.
Yeah, the Level Up Riders. So, I was immediately sold with this one feature. So, you get the figure for X8, and I guess he comes with this little buddy Roy, which is like the...
No, they're separate releases.
Oh, they're separate.
If you look at the scan, they're separate releases.
Okay. But anyways, So, yeah, he comes with, like, the level 2 form, and then he comes with the armor that makes level 1, and then his 2 weapons. But you can fold the figure into the little armor, and you can make level 1 Xaid.
So, literally, level 1 and level 2, like, fold into each other.
And I was just like, take my money! You've already sold me on just the fact that you can make level 1 Xaid out of this
Isn't
fucking thing.
Me, or does the red monkey kind of look like the monkey from Monkey Ball?
Yeah, a little.
It does look like,
I was gonna say, guy on far right there, I was like,
that's his level 3
form. Yeah, he looks like he's out of Gurren Lagann or something. Like, he's gonna say, this drill is the drill that's gonna pierce the heavens.
Well, we'll talk about the level 3 forms in a minute. But, yeah, so that's the gimmick change series. And blah, blah, blah. Okay, so now we're looking at the scan that shows each of their power-up forms in by level. So as you can see, each of them has a level 1 form, which is literally an 8-bit character, including the bike.
They're fucking adorable.
And Genmu.
So just Racer is just level 1, little mini person. Level 2, bike. Level 3, rider.
Yeah.
The obvious evolution.
Yep.
All right, so each of them have their level 3 forms that I'll go into detail. So, the level 3 form for Xaid is literally based off robot fighting games. So, it's called Robot Action Gamer.
So, Mega Man.
Snipes is, his level 3 is based off air combat games.
If you notice, his little emo flap flipped up.
Yeah.
Comrade Brave's third level is based off music games, so it's Beat Quest Gamer.
So, yeah, this literally, Brave is... What, Gar? Oh, so literally Brave is Ichi's idol rider.
He's blue, he's RPG and music game themed. This was the perfect rider for me.
Crap.
See, guys, this is what happens when you try to use the clips. That's what I do. Yeah.
And here's the fun, and here's the kicker. Kamen Rider Genmu, the evil rider, his level 3 form is based off sports games. You heard it here, folks. Sports games are evil!
It all makes sense now. People who watch Kamen Rider don't go outside.
Well, they do now because of Pokemon Go.
I have to bring this up. The greatest tweet I ever saw, just so unfortunately true. Pokemon Go has done more for my physical fitness in 5 days than Michelle Obama did in 8 years.
Fact.
Thanks, Obama.
It really is an awesome thing seeing all these kids. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, out and running.
It's a phenomenon, and people are becoming more sociable as well. Anyways.
But there's just... There's so many things about this show that's just gonna make it so fucking awesome. Just the gaming motif. The riders actually look fucking really cool and interesting.
And the last thing on this page that we're looking at is, if you look at all of their silhouetted final forms, they all use the same Golden Dragon Hunter cartridge.
Which, yeah, I'll probably have to get to. But just, this is so exciting. Like, I love everything about this. Now... the question for me is this going to be drive for me for my favorite series? Maybe, maybe not. Honestly, I'd still love to have Drive as my number one series because it's fucking awesome, but is Xaid going to be probably in one of my top 5 favorite rider shows? Absolutely.
Okay, so a bit more information on the gadgets, the cartridges they use. So Xaid's, I'll name them off. So the one that he uses for his level 2 is called Mighty Action X. Clearly a Mega Man parody. For his level 3 form...
Which seems to, seems to be a thing lately. Like, you know, what's it called? Mega 9?
Mighty Number 9?
Mighty Number 9. There's that other new one coming out.
I don't know.
It's like... The Castlevania one? Oh, no. It's called 20XX.
Oh, yeah. It's out on Steam now. And yeah, so his level 3 form, the little red monkey that we saw the scan of, it's called the Gekitotsu Robots Gashat. Gashat. For Brave, his main is for his Quest Gamer form. The name of the cartridge is Tattle Quest.
That's the name of the game.
And then for his level 3 form, the name of the cartridge is the Doremifa Beat Gashit.
Yeah, Doremifa Beat.
I just realized none of the main riders, none of their main color is red. Yeah, our main guy has red on him, but he's mostly pink, right?
Well, the main rider's upgrade form is red.
Okay, I was gonna say. Wait, is that going to be like when they're about to die, they go red? Like the circle?
Well, here's the thing. If you look at their chest, it looks like they have health meters on them. So I kind of hope they play with that.
You know what I want them to do? And Gar, if this is what happens, you may actually end up liking this more. I want them to play this up Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, that's what I was saying to Gar when I was walking from with him from Walmart today.
I think it'd be really cool if they played it up like that. Like, make it like that they're in on the joke.
Yeah. I really hope that they, like, make this a lighthearted series.
When they're hitting and stuff like that, you see, like, points, and you hear, like,
Yeah, like, everyone has, like, scores, and that's how they activate their HESOTs, maybe.
Because, like, but honestly, what it seems like is, like, a lot of them aren't going to be, like, enemies and stuff like that. It just seems like it's going to be about a guy who accidentally makes something that's evil, decides, fuck, I need to do something to, you know, fight against it, and then decides, fuck it, I'm just going to get a bunch of my friends to come in with me.
I don't know, we don't have any info on the other characters yet, but, so let me just keep going through the cartridge names. So Snipes' main gadget for his shooting
bang,
gamer form.
Bang, shooting.
Bang, bang, shooting. And for his power-up, his level 3 form, it's just called the Jet Combat gadget. For Racer, for his level 1 and 2 forms, it's Buxo Bike. And then his level 3 form uses a cartridge called Giri Giri Chanbara gadget. And then, for Genmu, level 1 and 2 uses Proto Mighty Action X, and the level 3 cartridge is called Shakariki Sports Gashit. Okay. So, each of them has a name and a basis, and I love it. Next bit of information, we spoke about him. There was a bit of information about translating the catchphrase, like the chimes that the belts give off. So, let's see. Transforming into X-Aid, press the button on the Gashit to activate it. You hear it call out, Mighty Action X! Set the gadget into the driver, and you hear it go, Gashat! Let's game! Mecha game, Mucha game, what's your name? I'm a Kamen Rider. Apparently, that's the phrase it says when you transform into X-Aid.
Seagar, even the gamer driver says, I'm a Kamen Rider. That's
and then,
awesome.
And then when they level up to level 2, you open up the lever on the belt, as we saw on the scan, and it says, Gashat, level up, Mighty Jump, Mighty Kick, Mighty Mighty Action X.
Oh my god. This is going to be so much fun.
And then the one for level 3 for X-Aid, you open the lever, level up, Mighty Mighty Action, I gotcha, Butobase, Tots Geki, Geki Tots Punch, Geki Tots Robots.
Oh my god. I'm having such a toy boner right now.
Oh, by the way, I was correct. The name of the little slot on the side is called the Slot Porter.
Slot Porter?
The Kimewaza Slot Porter.
Slot Porter! Honestly, like...
Oh, and apparently the gamer driver comes with the bike gadget. So you can do Comrade Racer as well as X-Aid.
Oh, well, there you go!
And then moving... There was also some information about the call-out phrases for Genmu.
Hmm.
Apparently his phrases involve words like cue in and chill down. Let's game, hand game, what's your name? We are Bugstar.
Hmm.
They're probably going to be like songs, kind of like Ghost Chimes.
How amazing and terrible would it be if this series was going to be played straight?
Oh, I don't know.
With shit like that?
No, this is totally going to be a fun
I mean,
series.
Look at Gaim. That show was serious as fuck and it still had like...
Yeah, but that's because Ryomu thought he was being funny.
Yeah. And then they never brought it up again.
I do love how I just stopped you cold with a look.
Yeah,
like,
a little bit.
You and I both know it's not the same.
Kind of the same.
But just like, looking at the gadgets or whatever like that, it just looks like I won't be able to, like, even with my hands, I won't be able to fit.
Could you imagine if, like,
fit in my hand.
When the prerequisite, when the obligatory girl shows up?
Oh my god,
the gamer
can there
girl
please
shows?
Be a female? No, and you know what fucking game genre she'll use?
Yeah,
visual novels!
I was just gonna say Dane.
Same,
also that!
Same way.
No, we need to have Diva.
Oh, no.
Song.
Someone will make fan art of Diva with a gamer driver. I guarantee
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, that's the best part too. Is that all 5 riders use
the same driver,
the same fucking driver, which is why my whole Gaim thing.
It's
so.
The new Sengoku driver.
Now, exactly.
What does X-Aid mean? Do we know yet?
Acidly internal diarrhea.
Oh,
very
sure.
Clever.
Very clever, Gar.
I don't think we've had a proper translation of the meaning of the name. But I think there was, or I don't know if it's still true, but I know there was some mention that the main character was like a medical worker.
It should have, he should
have,
well no, because if he makes the shit, then he's like some kind of computer genius or something, but.
I don't know, we'll get
He could have called himself Kamen Rider Gamer, like there was no reason they couldn't have called him that.
It's the same reason why no one in Gaim was called Kamen Rider Sengoku. You don't name yourself after the belt. Not anymore.
Ryomaku.
Not anymore, not anymore.
Yeah.
We are no longer in the era of the Fize driver or the Deca driver.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just interested to see what that... Is that it for X-Aid?
That's pretty much it for info we got so far. What do you think?
Wow.
That's a lot. There's a lot to take in.
I'm 100% fucking on board for this.
So am I.
Like, I'm sorry, when I, like, I mean, I'm not just saying that's a bad idea. I like the idea. The designs are out there. Like,
they are very out there.
I mean,
they've got anime eyes. Look at them.
No, that was the thing. I look at these. I couldn't focus. My eyes wouldn't focus on something.
I also have have something to admit, guys. Greencaster and I, you know, all the times we've wrestled on the couch and stuff.
Oh, you're gay.
Well, yeah.
Moving on with that.
Meet our son.
Commodore
X8 is our son.
He's half green.
It's half
green,
half pink.
He does have your hair and his eyes.
I thought you were going to say Lane's eyes.
So, XE, sweetie, we're very proud of you. We love you.
You've made it.
All right, what's next?
Okay, so that's a lot of info dump.
Quickly, just... His video games are going to be amazing.
Oh, my God.
Like, they need to make a proper fighting game. Like, bring back Climax Heroes, please, Bandai Namco.
We know you're listening.
Please.
You gave me Kamen Rider Brave. I fucking know you're listening.
Oh. I'm so ready for this. I just want 3 months to go ahead right now.
Okay.
I went away for 2 days. And I come back to you guys fangasm.
Yep. Okay, moving on.
Gar returns to Cast Ranger like.
Troy with the pizzas in a fiery apartment. Okay.
So.
Right. Moving on.
Moving on to the 2017 Power Rangers. We got character posters, bitches.
For San Diego
very,
Comic-Con.
Very nice stylized posters of each of the five
like
main
it.
Characters.
All very simple, but I like
them. I just think Kimberly is the one that's like really kind of stupid a bit. Because like they all have, they're all straight.
What's everyone looking at?
Yeah, they're all straight facing and she's just like.
So if you're not seeing the video, what they are, it's profiles or of
they're
each ranger.
Profiles,
not profiles sorry,
face.
Sorry.
Portraits
of each ranger, one at a time, with the silhouette of a lightning bolt on their face.
Anthony, put all five on at once. Save
yeah,
yourself
and
the
their color of their suits with them.
Yeah,
it's very simple. Again, going with like the original teaser poster, very simple thing.
I like how they've lined it up so that you can see all their eyes.
They actually did really good. Jason seems to be kind of facing a little differently. Is that just me?
He is off on kind of an angle.
Guys, I told you, they're telling us all we need to know in the posters. Jason can't lead yet because he doesn't believe in himself.
He's looking off to the side because he doesn't know if
he's
ready.
He's different.
Or maybe he's just like,
he's
the like,
leader.
No, you're not shining that lightning bolt on my good side.
So you need to promise me this.
What?
If that actually is the point of the movie, you have to stand up in the movie theater shouting out fucking called it.
Yeah.
I did something similar once.
With Spider-Man 2.
I'll tell you, have I ever told you guys this story?
Yes. I don't know.
I'll tell you a tale quickly. So, this is going back a couple of years, but when the Amazing Spider-Man 2 trailer launched, right? And, you know, you see that, oh, okay, Electro's in it, played by Jamie Foxx. Here's the thing, though. You see Jamie Foxx pre and post Electro, right? When he's Electro, he's looking how he looks, right? But when he's like Max, he looks geeky, he looks like unkempt, really whatever. But the thing that stuck out to me the most was he had a huge gap in his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Yet clearly as Electro, he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I told all my friends, I said, guys, if we watch the movie, if there's a close-up of when he turns into Electro, of his teeth, like with a little bit of electricity going between his teeth to close the gap, I will stand in the theater and clap. You ask Alan Langer, if not on opening night in a packed theater, when that shit went down, I didn't rise majestically and just give it, I belted it.
Nice.
And people are like, what the fuck's wrong with you? It happened!
The teeth!
I just
and they're just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I just yelled, it happened, and I sat. Like, they don't...
Fucking weebs!
Anyways. I like the Zach one.
Okay, quickly, I'm sorry. I just backtexted real quickly.
Holy.
I was looking at the picture of the bike. The bike has eyes, and he's got a fucking gamer driver around him. Like,
which means X8 has to sit on that.
Can we get a bigger view of the Zack poster?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Zach looks fucking badass.
That one looks cool.
He looks really cool.
It looks like he's wearing war paint.
I was about to say that. Like, he looks like fucking...
You want to hear something funny, though?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Go yeah. One of my friends, their mother, took a look at these posters and went, two of the characters are wrong. Why are they wrong? And my immediate response was, because racism is alive and well.
Okay, you know what was funny? The first one I saw was the Trini one.
Yeah.
Right, ever. And I looked at it at a glance. You know what I thought they were doing at first before I realized it was lightning bolts? I thought that was like a tiger or something.
Oh, like a tiger pattern.
Yeah, like the same.
No, I can see it.
So I was like, oh, what are they doing? Oh, no. But
it's just a lightning bolt.
These are really well done.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, they're character posters. And
Billy
yeah.
almost looks stoned.
Everybody hates Chris. He kind of looks like him.
Okay.
Can we just have him dubbed over with Chris Rock?
Next time on Power Rangers.
Yo, guys, I'm the Blue Ranger. Isn't that cool or what?
Oh, Wayne. Nailed his name.
Nice job.
I'm fine.
Anyways.
All right.
So that was. Did you get what I sent?
Yep, that's right.
All right, so we also have a new official image.
Reed is the lesbo. No.
Maybe.
Wow,
maybe. So we don't know.
In this image, what you see... Now, sorry, is that Trini or Kimberly?
I think it's Trini.
Yeah, the hair. Yeah. But she's not wearing yellow.
She's not wearing pink.
Anyway, the image is Rita holding Trini, I'm pretty sure it's Trini, by her neck against a wall. Which is fucking weird when you think, because this does look like a teenage girl's room. So you're just like, wait, when did Rita... How did Rita get in her house? Oh, God,
how
she knows where...
she?
She knows where they live.
Yo... It's not like she didn't know that fucking before.
It's interesting, too, to see that, like, oh, this is actually, like, because obviously this will be an in-motion scene, obviously. It's a movie, right? Just to see, like, Rita in more dynamic poses here. Man, look at Elizabeth Banks. She's just going for it, isn't she? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, not much to say, just an official image. And it's cool. It's cool. I'm interested to know what the context of the scene is. Yeah.
Sadly, there is no panel at San Diego Comic-Con this year.
Oh. Sadly, we don't have Bryan Cranston in the background going, no, Rita.
San Diego.
It's whale's vagina.
San Diego.
All right, next. This is pretty cool. SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider J.
Yay. Finally, the circle is complete.
Currently on display at Chara Expo 2016 in Singapore. There is currently no estimate on release date or pricing. For all we know, he could disappear into the vault of unreleased prototypes.
All we know is that he's a Tamashii Web exclusive.
And he has an effect part of the letter J that goes over his hands
that's
and makes the J
damn
motion.
That's
I was
cute.
Like, wow.
I didn't even so know. You can pose him with the J.
But I hope this does come out because he is the only show writer.
It'd be great if they like released it like as an SH figure like to scale with the other SH. It was just bigger than everyone.
No,
hey,
no,
do you know what they could also
size, and then pre-order it. You get
hey,
yeah.
You know what they could also release alongside this? Kiba!
No,
that's
no.
The only Heisei Rider we needed.
I know, right?
No.
Also, I just went on Twitter, and someone's just like, I can't wait for X8 to team up with fucking Sega.
Yeah!
Sega.
Team up with Sagata Sanshiro!
Yeah, I mean, it is Ichigo, so...
That would be awesome!
And it's gonna happen in a movie, so...
Okay, did they... The Fami Kamen Rider teams up with X8, then I'll actually get that glance.
You know what, actually? When X8 airs, that'll be our feature topic when we watch the first episode. We will watch Farewell Fami Kamen Rider.
Oh, yeah, that's
that
good
is
idea.
A promise right now. We've set it in stone.
All
right. There you go. Gar's well, like, okay, I'll watch it.
Watch that be the day they release the Power Rangers.
Watch it for
trailer.
Justin, Gar. Watch
do
it for Justin.
Justin.
Do it for Justin.
Anyway, next.
Next.
Shout Factory announces Power Rangers Dino Thunder and MMPR Complete Series re-release coming in October of this year for the very modest price of $19.98.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, remember the
that's
Time
four,
Force for $20.
That's
oh, yeah.
4 years of Power Rangers for $20. That's fucking good.
I was about to say, wait, why are they putting those two together? Wait, yeah, Tommy.
Because Tommy. It's
exactly.
They might as well just label this the Tommy years.
I love how he's, like, I mean, granted, he is a supporting character in the show. He's in the back. Like,
yeah.
Tommy.
I still gotta finish Dino Thunder.
I don't know why the White Ranger isn't on here, though.
Because he's a secret.
Kira's my favorite.
He's, on the
he's also dead.
Well, Raven,
he
here.
Needs the White Dino Thunder Ranger.
You
fool.
It's fine.
You foolish fool.
It's
I know.
It's sad. The Blue Ranger and the White Dino Thunder.
Oh, wait,
Ranger
sorry. Sorry, clarity. I mixed up a bit. It's Dino Thunder by itself. It's $20.
Yeah.
The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Complete Series is a separate release, similar to the hardcover set released also by Shout back in 2012.
Yeah, I have
updated that. Packaging, 19-disc set, released both on the same date, October 18th.
I've got the first one, with signed by Jason David Frank.
That's cool.
There's no mention of price
said
for that
I was
set.
A cell phone.
It's the same price as the original series.
E.G., did you bring up the picture of the icon?
Oh, shit.
Oh, let's talk about that quickly, please.
Where was that?
I'm currently...
Okay, so if I read something on Twitter right from Shuki, it's not confirmed, but apparently... If you buy the first first edition print of a Gamer Driver, you get the X-Aid icon free with it.
Cool. Give me a sec to see what
this is. What
scan.
The re-release box set looks like.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah,
Anthony, show the picture of the icon.
It can't be that.
Yeah, each can we actually move on?
Okay. Well, anyways, yeah. So there's an X-Aid icon, and that's fucking exciting.
Gar, you can talk about this one while I keep looking.
Ultraman Orb toy
quickly,
line. Basically,
yeah.
Just more Spark Dolls. That's it.
Well, the Spark Dolls are done. It's vinyl figures.
But
it's vinyl figures, but
yeah.
Basically that's
hey, one of them's got the mantle.
The Ultra Mantle, I don't know.
No, it's
the
brother's mantle.
The brother's mantle.
Anyway, moving on. Guys blasting through this.
Yeah, X-Aid was more so the important part.
Ultraman Orb Caliber Sword and Primitive Form got announced.
Yeah, so...
In which, basically, halfway throughout the series, Orb is going to lose his fusion cards, and he's going to basically return back to his normal self, which is his primitive state, but in which he's going to get a weapon, in which it's a sword, in which... To me, that's kind of odd because Ultraman using swords. That's.
Well, I mean, some of them use energy
kids,
swords,
you know?
And shit.
Yeah, it's for the kids. It's for the toys. You basically slot the cards into the sword, make sound effects, and all that.
Cha.
And that's basically it for that. All
right, next story, Ichi.
Oh, okay. So this was why the name of this episode was originally going to be. The fuckiest shit stack ever. Zoogers Cube Number 10, the whale, aka Dodekaio. Its legs are literally just the 8 cubes.
I love.
How could they
cubes? I love on top of it. It has the whale mouth and stuff, but then just in the very center of it, it just has this big gaping mouth and eyes. It just goes.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Me.
So
I can't tell if on top of his head is supposed to be the tail of the whale.
No, it's supposed to be
the snout.
It's
I love
snout.
That. That's adorable.
His feet make the tail. Because
oh, that's adorable.
So yeah, look, the form on the left here is just this cube number 10 by itself, and then this one in the bottom right is basically. The Zoogers Ultrazord.
I was gonna say though,
it's
I was gonna say, why the hell is it so big? But then, oh, I'm an idiot. It's a whale.
Yeah.
Literally the biggest animal that ever lived.
Whale. Pretty much.
The core.
Yeah, blue whale is the biggest, right?
Yeah. Blue whale's biggest animal that ever lived.
That's
as far as we know.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But wait, there's more.
No, there's not.
Not really.
By the way, I found a picture of it. The X-Aid icon.
Look how fucking beautiful that is.
Not really.
It looks like it's grape flavored.
Like I said, there's color distortion. It's not purple.
It's Barney. That's it. Okay, moving on.
Anyways, I love
purple.
The eyes green.
All right.
It's Barney and Baby Bops. Baby.
But wait, there's more. We don't just get this back. Remember Birdman? He's a ranger.
We get Zuo the
Zuo, it's called Zuo Bird.
Zuo Bird.
Yeah.
He's orange!
It's a reskin of Zuo Eagle with orange suit and silver beak.
And he has a gold morpher.
It's gold Zuo Changer. And it has the number 10 on it.
Is that an octopus?
Yeah.
Also
yeah.
Featured on the scan, Cube Octopus.
I actually like that one.
I love
is
how
this
when
real?
You...
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this. You're looking at the scan of the Megazord. It plops on top of Zuo King.
Okay.
And
wait,
the fucking legs spin.
Wait. I have to make this joke. Well, you think you can fight me? Let's see how you stack up against the windmill.
Also, I know notice that the octopus in cube form, it's a question mark instead of an exclamation mark.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's a really neat touch.
Because what the fuck is this?
It's like, wait, it's an octopus, but we're flying?
Or sorry, you know what I would love to do with when we actually see a fight scene of that with, like, the arms spinning like that? I just want to, like, put in, like, Bart Simpson, like, all right, I'm just going to wave my arms like this.
And if you get hurt, it's your own fault.
I really enjoy Zoo Birds.
That's interesting. So wait, does that mean he's getting his own form?
Who?
Like the bird man.
Yes, that's who this is.
Oh.
Because remember, he has his own cube.
Yeah, he's got one of the
two. I kind of like that. Like, and it would also, again, make sense why that, like,
I'm glad we're getting another Orange
like,
Ranger.
Stays gorilla, because that's,
well,
like, closest to human.
Well, makes sense.
Plus, he's getting whale form.
Oh, God, imagine if Larry got turned into his own Zoo.
Oh, yay!
Oh, that'd be a delight.
You know, you know how great that would be, though. After he morphs, he would look at himself. Wow!
Wow!
Amigos!
No!
Fucking.
By the way, I was looking at this scan of Zuo Whale, and I just noticed the pattern on it is the whale, like, jumping up out of the ocean with its fucking mouth open.
Breaching.
Sure.
That's actually what it's called.
Oh, okay. But no, but just I just
love
how
it. Before?
I just love how it's like.
It's like a V-neck.
Up with
like
its fucking mouth open, like.
Is that its mouth or is that its fin?
It looks like its fin.
I think it might be its fin.
Yeah, that's its fin.
Are
it's
we
doing, it's
sure?
Breaching and
let me
one of those.
Let me see.
It's one of those things where it's breaching and it's upside down. Its fins flopping.
No, yeah, look. That's its fin. That's its mouth.
Okay.
There's its eye.
It looks like an open.
I know what you're thinking, but no, that's actually what it is.
All right, I'll take you right on.
Because look, here's the curve of its mouth right here.
Yeah. And then you look at the helmet, and it looks like it's just like one of those like evil skeletons going.
All right, they're on to us. Get him back to SeaWorld.
I mean, I'm sure this wasn't intentional. That is a fucking Octorok.
Yeah.
But yeah. Now we have three Orange Rangers.
Octopus mouth are on the bottom, not on the front.
You got
and Redcaster is done.
Yep.
Bye, Raven.
All right, then.
Redcaster.
We're almost done. Extra.
Yeah.
Redcaster, don't forget your 3DS.
Go play some fucking Monster Hunter.
Anyway, here, finish. Let's right. finish the news.
Last story.
What the fuck?
Actress Ayame Misaki, who played Escape on GoBusters, announced on her blog recently that she got married to her 36-year-old boyfriend on July 11th.
That's nice. Oh, after my birthday. Yay.
That was for you, Lane.
Yay. Fucking Escape's hot, man. I can't fucking deny that.
I have those same...
And now she can't escape wedlock.
Oh...
Wait,
what?
I don't know.
I reached real fucking hard for that.
Anyways, congratulations, Stuart. Go watch GoBusters. It's a very good show.
Congrats.
Very under-fucking-rated.
Congrats to her. Yes.
She also played Miki in Cutie Honey Live, apparently. Apparently, she met her husband through her hobby of Mahjong.
That's how everyone meets anyone
so,
these days.
Which, Nantokanare!
Deca Pink's actress.
I don't even watch that show when I make that joke.
Met her husband Gagi, on Sentai set. You
I
know who her husband is? Red Racer from Car Ranger.
Cool.
So she's gone from Gok and Magok to Kok and Makok.
I met my second wife after I shot her in the neck during paintball. I was like, oh, are you okay?
And with that, that is the news.
We're losing so many casters.
Yeah, so good to be back for the news, at least. I'll be in the literal first 5 minutes of the episode.
Yay!
So,
yay.
Anyway...
Thanks for listening. I hope you all enjoyed the giant X8 info dump.
How bad would it have been if this was the night they also released, like, the Power Rangers trailer?
Please, if anyone has any time travel abilities, please put me ahead 3 months now. I can't fucking wait for this shit. I really can't. I want a gamer driver. Please, no.
Wait, it's fucking 2016. You're 27. Time flies by like it's nothing. Hell, 2 months just went by.
Cut the recording.
Days go by.
Cut!
Yeah, nothing.
Cut the recording!